Hi, Barb. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, doctor. This is Barb from Tacoma, and I've had that silly flu since February, and it seems to have settled in my lungs. Can you give me an idea of what I should be doing?
Okay, ma'am. Have you been into a doctor anywhere?
I haven't. I'm kind of, I listen to your program a lot and, you know, do my vitamins and that, try to get my rest, but no, I haven't been seen.
Okay. Reason I'm asking is because if something is settling in the lungs, it can proceed to pneumonia. And as you know, unfortunately, there are deaths from pneumonia, especially as we get older, and you don't want that to happen. Now, let's say you were to go into a doctor and they told you you had pneumonia and said, here's some antibiotics. Of course, what I'd be saying is, well, excuse me, do we know that this is bacterial? Because flu is viral. And if we can tell the difference, and it's for sure bacterial, then maybe the antibiotics, although there are some natural ones too that work. But if it's the flu, what are the antibiotics going to do? Well, very little. So this is one of those circumstances where good old Dr. Frederick Klinner, if you remember my introduction to the program, would whip out the vitamin C IV, 50, 60 grams, give it a couple times, and what do you know? It doesn't matter if it's a virus or bacteria, it helps to clear it up. That's just one alternative. Right now, are you taking as much vitamin C as your insides will allow?
I haven't. I have to confess.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll give you absolution, okay, since you just went to confession. And the absolution involves going to your natural food store or your cabinet, whichever, wherever the vitamin C is, and starting to build up the vitamin C to as much as you can take without getting loose bowels and so forth. You don't want to do that. And not only that, not that it will hurt anything except one's underclothing, but it won't be getting into your body and doing anything. And see how much you can tolerate at this time. Some people surprise themselves, and when they have the flu, oh my goodness, I can take 20 grams a day without getting any loose bowels. And other people, no, they still have a 6 or 8 gram limit. But that's the very first place to start. Never mind the IV. Okay. Start with that and see what happens. Number two, vitamin A is quite the old infection chaser. There was a 1944 report, I'm not kidding, 1944, New York State Journal of Medicine, where at the very first sign of a cold or a flu, people were asked to take 150,000 units of vitamin A. I am not kidding. That is safe if it's just done for 2 or 3 days. Plus one tenth of that in vitamin D. That's 15,000 units. And what do you know? That really boosts the immune system too. So, ma'am, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry also to Mary Jane. Please call back next week and make sure you mention that we missed you. And we'll get you first in line next week, Mary Jane. But we got to get to the end of the program. So back to Barb. Vitamin C and A and D, ma'am, and see what you can do, and otherwise come see a good doctor.